The Monroe County Election Board approved creating two new polling places in its February 1st meeting. The board is eliminating polling sites at the IU Football Complex and the IU Union Center in favor of one central polling site at the University Club. Board member Carolyn Vanderweel and William Ellis said the site visit proved the University Club is the best option for a central polling place.
It's a very nice room. It has very nice parking. Parking will be free in the union lot for all able-bodied drivers. You'll get a sticker that says you voted. That's a particular IU sticker, so it's going to become a collector item. But they will then waive your parking for at the gate. There are also quite a few disabled parking spots actually in front of the University Club, right, with a fairly short access to the club, and they have power door and all that stuff. So I think that makes a very good site. The only sort of one little drawback is the fact there's no separate egress, so people will cross each other coming out, but I don't think that's going to be a big issue.
The University Club room will be a polling site for precincts Bloomington 5th, 18th, 19th, and 23rd districts. Sandy Shapshay is the director of IU's Political and Civil Engagement Program. She says research indicates a central campus polling site is crucial to increasing student voter turnout.
And I promise we will do our part now to really try to beat Purdue at voting and get our IU students registered and motivate them to go out there and do their civic duty and take part in our shared democratic government.
According to election supervisor Karen Wheeler, the First Church of the Nazarene will not be able to host voting in 2018. Wheeler and Vanderveel say the Academy for Science and Entrepreneurship replaced the church as a polling site.
There's a large
entrance hallway into the cafeteria, which is actually where you enter the building. It's a wide open cafeteria. It's light. It's a really nice space, and they answered all of our questions as far as accessibility. They have Wi-Fi contacts. They also have excellent parking. There are two ADA spots out front, two more around the corner with fairly close access, and then there's probably at least 40 parking spaces in their lot for other people to park. So I was very pleased with it. In fact, it's, I think, a really nice site.
Clerk Nicole Brown thanked the First Church of the Nazarene for providing a polling site for many years. Brown, Ellis, and Vanderweel expressed their hopes for a strong voter turnout this fall. The next meeting of the Monroe County Election Board is scheduled for March 1st.